Hello.
Hello, this is
A
Patricia
quick.
calling from customer service. My name, how can I help you today?
Hi. Are you with just a second. Let me spit it out here. I'm lost. Dailyfitnessplans.com.
We are a third-party call center, so we do handle multiple products. If you could provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account for you.
37722.
377-322.
No, 37722.
Okay, I apologize about that.
It's all right. It's our internet phone. It's Love It.
Okay.
It's a 5 second delay between me and you, so.
All right. And could you provide me with your first and last name?
Travis Remington.
Okay. And let's see here. And could you verify your address for me, Mr. Remington?
TravisRem77@gmail or 5192 Bogard Road. I'm not sure which address you're looking for. I'm sorry.
Your physical address, your mailing address.
Oh, 5192. Okay, yeah, 5192 Bogard Road, Cosby.
All right, and that's in Tennessee.
Yes, correct.
All right, give me just a moment to pull up the account here. Okay, give me just a moment to review the account and see exactly what's going on. And
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Remington, I do show on the
Yes.
account that this started back in May. Do you recall going online and entering into like a contest entry or raffle to win a product or free gadget?
No, I do not remember doing that.
Okay, well, that's where this would have stemmed from, and what actually happened there was when you got into that entry, that raffle or that entry online, like it could have been something saying you could have won a free tool set or something like that, but it's not paying the shipping and
Yeah,
handling,
no,
or
I
it
don't
could have
do any of
been.
that shit. That's all fraudulent crap. I don't do any of that. I don't click on those things. Nope.
Okay. All right, give me just a moment.
I sure don't want to put my credit card information in that thing. No way. Unless it automatically fills. Is it an automatic fill line for that?
Yeah, once you did it, what it is, those monthly charges that you're seeing of $59.92, they bill that monthly, which it gives you a $100 credit to spend exclusively on the store. They would have sent you a
What store?
direct email. The name of that store is Electronics Discount or Total Electric
Yeah, see,
Discount
I never got an email. I
Deduction
don't have
Stop.
anything. I don't have an app. I don't have emails. I don't have shit.
Okay, the email address that we have for you is the travisrim@yahoo.com, the email address that you use.
Oh, Yahoo. Oh, no, I use TravisRem77@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yahoo.com was the old one. I don't use that one anymore.
Okay. Is there any way someone else in the home could have possibly done this?
No. I have a little 4-year-old, but she doesn't know how to read or write or even say count to 10 yet.
Okay. All right.
She
Give
doesn't
me
really
just
get
a
access to my phone. Just a second. Let me. I canceled my card. I've already. I just canceled my card because of all this shit. There's two charges on here, and so I canceled my card out because I don't know whatever these things are. I have no emails. I have nothing. Let me go back here. Looking for Yahoo Mail. What's your name?
It's gonna be the website is
No,
total.
what would the email be from?
It will be from Total Electronics Deduction Club.
Total. All one word, right? Total Electronic Electronic Search. Electronic Search. No results found.
Okay. Yes, sir.
No results found. Nothing.
There would have been an email sent out to it. What I can do, because it is a really good product, and I, like I stated, I don't know if you use it. Maybe we can get the information updated. What I could do is offer to discount it to $30.
No, I don't want it. I don't use it. I don't go online and order things. I really don't, except from Amazon. That's the only thing I order from. I don't do any shopping or anything like that online. It's too risky and I have these problems I'm having now. I didn't even order anything, and it just sucks.
Yes, sir. I completely understand that. What I can do is go ahead and get this counseled for you, so that way you won't receive any further charges, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So give me just a few moments.
Is there a way to get that one deleted, get my money back on that one, the $59.89, or do a reverse?
Give me just a moment. Let me see what I can do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do is go ahead and get you refunded for $50
awesome.
Of the $59.89
okay, cool.
on the last month's charge.
Okay, that's
all
fine.
Right.
That's cool. I appreciate that.
You're
I can
welcome.
Go without $10.
All right, you're welcome. Give me just a few moments to get this put into the system for you, and then I'll get you a confirmation number.
Awesome. What kind of electronics does it have, like TVs, or is it like computer stuff?
It's all type of different gadgets, so it could be anywhere, because in order to get signed up for it, like I know one of the products that they have are like KitchenAid mixers, tool sets, Wi-Fi boosters. It's just a lot of different gadgets. It ranges all over the place. It's a pretty neat store.
Good.
But, like, once you do the subscription thing, what happens is they put a voucher in your account every month, so you get $100 to spend on the website every month.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't receive that. That's what I'm saying. I didn't receive the voucher. I didn't receive anything. I didn't even know who the hell this even was. And your phone number, on here, it says fitness plans. So there are these fitness plans. And you call that number, 844 number? Nobody answers it. It's a bogus number. It says your call cannot be completed. It's dialed.
Okay.
And you go to the website and it shows beauty cream for women.
Okay. Yeah, it could have possibly been that, because a lot of times what happens is sister companies or partners, they partner in. And once you sign up for something else, like maybe, I don't know if your wife might have signed up for some skin and eye care cream or something for like a trial basis. But if that was in there, it would have been listed in the terms and conditions there.
Yeah, see, no, he didn't do any of that. That's what I was saying. I didn't even get an email from you guys. She gotten something. What was the
If you put that address, if you put that website that I provided you into your browser, it'll pull it up there.
You just sent me an email?
Sir?
You just sent me an email? You just sent me one?
No, I didn't send you an email. I said if you go to that website.
Oh, the fitness. I was at that website. Yeah, okay. I'm here now.
The total electronic deduction.
What?
No, if you go to in your web browser and put in the Total Electronics Deduction Club, it'll pull up that website there for you. Now, I am canceling out your account, but those vouchers do stay in your account that's there. So you can go in and sign in and, you know, take full advantage of the product or the vouchers that you've already received. But I am canceling this out for you, okay?
Total Electronic Deduction Club?
Yes.
See, I don't have that. I'm not even. I don't have a account. I see a catalog. Here we go. So how do I get my vouchers?
You would have to go in and using that email that you have on the account, go in there and sign up and finish the sign up process, and they'll have that in the account for you.
If I finish the sign up process, then I'll sign in again. It'll go on my account again, right?
No, because that account they've already set that account up, so that account has been open and running since May. So you had it for 3 months.
Just bring up a new computer.
Yeah, that account's been open since May 13th is when the original charges took place. So once you go into that, it should have for May, June, and July. So you should have those about 3 vouchers in your account.
I can use them for Dewalt 20 Max Compact Brushhole Drill Driver and Impact Kit for $249.
You'll be able to fully use that those vouchers that are there. But like I said, from there on out, you'll no longer put those vouchers in there because I'm canceling out the account.
Okay. So how do I go? Okay. So if I get this, how do I do it then? Walk me through this. I have no idea. I need help. Okay. So I go to the menu and it says Home, Platinum Collection, Catalog, or Contact. That's my options.
Okay.
How do I sign in?
I don't have the account pulled up in front of me, so
okay.
It should give you an option to sign in. Like once you're on the home screen, it should give you an option to sign in from there and input like your email address and stuff in there and create a password.
Shop all maybe. Products. This shows me 33 products. It doesn't show me anything. Quick links, terms, contact us, email. Subscribe to our emails. Yeah, I can subscribe to them. I got to do that first, right? Subscribe to our emails? Then I get charged. I don't want to do that. Do that?
It should have been what I would advise you to do is to thoroughly check your email because I don't want to tell you to subscribe and it re-puts you in there. But thoroughly check your email because they usually send out a link to those emails for you to follow, which takes you directly into your account.
I just searched them. Yeah, there's nothing in there. Okay, so search total. I hit total, TOTAL. And I'm going to do a space this time, electronic, total.
Mm-hmm.
Electronic. That's why I didn't do a space. So maybe if I do a space this time, electronic. I'm just going to hit search. Total Electronic. Search. Best Buy. Dell. Top deals. This clock is different. Each Pulse. Yeah, it's all Dell.
Okay, so I did cancel out your account, and I have issued that refund for you. I'm going to provide you with a confirmation number for that as well.
Awesome. Okay, a second. Let me go back. Let me go to this Samsung Notes. confirmation of cancellation. All right, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920.
85. 75. 75. 00. 00. All right, and did you have any other questions for me today?
I just need to figure out how to get in there. I'm just going to give it up. I don't care. I'm done with it. I'm done. I'm happy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
It'd be nice to get that pre-DeWalt, but I'm done.
Yeah, well, I would just advise, you know, just to make sure if you go on there, you read everything thoroughly, that way, you know, but those vouchers, as I said, are yours to keep. They are in that account, so you do have access.
I can't find them. That's a problem.
It's probably going to require you to log in and create an ID and with your email and password to access those using that email address that I gave you at the beginning to confirm whether or not you knew or were familiar with that email address. But from there, it should allow you to go in.
I still can't get in there. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, only thing I can do.
For 3 months?
Yeah, you didn't get July because the bank canceled July. So you got May and June. So you got about $200 in there.
Okay. So.
All right.
See what happens.
So what I would advise you to do, because I don't have access to it, to the website here in front of me, is to just play around with it and see if it allows you to log in and take use of those benefits and those perks there. But
okay,
as I stated,
it shows me I can put in my contact information, and that doesn't let me put in my it tells me contact information, shipping address, and all that stuff. I put in all that crap, but it doesn't tell me how to get the vouchers.
Okay. It should be already in the account. Like once you go into it, it should have it, the amount that you have listed there, like in your balance up at the top. But I don't have access to the website here, so I can't really kind of walk you through it. Only thing I can advise is for you to kind of play around with it, log in and take a look and see.
Okay.
But other than that, because I don't have it right here.
Did
you have any?
Back, but... But all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No more questions.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, okay?
You too, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.